Sorry. Wrong song. Welcome to the first ever 667 Dark Avenue podcast. Dear listener, I'm sorry to inform you, but you must have come across this podcast by accident, because no person in their right mind would listen to this podcast, because it's the most horrible podcast in the world, telling their tales and stuff. I really should have rehearsed that. Welcome to the first ever 667 Dark Avenue podcast. 667 Dark Avenue is where the Baudelaires lived in the sixth book of A Series of Unfortunate Events, but it is also a forum where fans of A Series of Unfortunate Events can congregate and share their theories and discuss things that they like about the book, or hate about the book, and this is the podcast that will discuss those things. If you haven't been to the forum and you'd like to, the website address is asoue.proboards11.com. Okay, let's get this show on the road. Okay, my name is Liam. I'm known on the forum as Large Man Fear Male. When I say known, I mean not very known, because I'm not the most active user. I've been there for over a year and I still only just have 500, but I'm useless. Okay, on the first show we're going to talk about the new book, The Penultimate Para, or Penultimate, I don't know which one it is. TPP. The 12th book. By Lemony Snicket, in A Series of Unfortunate Events. Okay. First thing I'd like to discuss is the fact that how much characters will be gone in the next book with all the burning down and whatnot that went on just there. I'm gonna miss Esme. Esme was great for the first six books. She was my favorite character, and I don't know how they're gonna live without her. She had me saying in and out more than I usually would say, in different contexts. I'm gonna miss her, if she does go. Justice Strauss and Jerome Squalor, they're gonna be gone. But what was the point in them, really? We had this big clue, well, we think we had this big clue, probably, about them in TSS, The Slippery Slope, about that JS in a jam jar. You have Prince Albert in a can. Moving on. We're not going to see them again. Was that clue useless? Was it? And Carmelita. Will Olaf finally be able to get her night's sleep without her in his life? I think so. Hopefully, he will. The next thing I'd like to discuss is what will happen in the next book. He just went. Count Olaf and the Baudelaires just went off in a boat without any notice. I was shocked at the ending, really. I didn't think it would happen. I thought something else would happen, basically. Not that Sonny would go crazy and start burning down hotels. Crazy baby. The next thing I'd like to discuss is the mysterious taxi driver. He freaks me out. Who is he? Probably Lemony Snicket.
Probably.
Actually, most definitely Lemony Snicket. Why wouldn't it be? Well, he looks very similar to all the times we've seen him, Lemony. And, yeah, I'd say it is. He's wearing a bowler hat, I think. I don't have the picture in front of me right now. And he was also in the first picture. Wasn't that creepy? Ooh. But he was smoking a cigarette, which I think there was a reference to that Lemony doesn't like people who smoke cigarettes. I may be wrong, but I think he does. It could have been part of disguise as well. Yeah, I suppose. The next thing. We're going on very quickly. This is going to be a relatively short podcast, short show today, because I don't have any listener feedback or anything to say. Questions, blah, blah, blah. This isn't going to be the best podcast. Don't judge this, the whole podcast, on this first show, because really, it's the first show. Okay, next thing. Baudelaire's father, Bertrand, apparently. We finally get a name. I'd say this is the most information we've gotten about, the most useful information we've gotten about the Baudelaire parents since the bad beginning. And that wasn't all that useful. I'm sure there was some useful information in there. But whatever. Bertrand, and that could mean he was a lion tamer, as mentioned in Rare Edition, a head of a lion is mentioned in the Bad Beginning Rare Edition called Bertrand, and the lions, I think, were usually named after their hunters. I don't have Bad Beginning Rare Edition. I mean to get it, but why bother? I already have the book. I don't want too many editions of one book, really. Next thing. Dewey and Kit forever. Dewey and Kit together forever. Yep, they are in love. They're in love. And they have a baby. Kit is pregnant and it's most likely to be a twin or a triplet, seeing that Kit is a twin and Dewey is a triplet. So yeah, really likely. Actually, it's pretty much unlikely that it will happen. Triplets run in Dewey's family. Also, that could be related to the whole quagmire. Dewey could be related to the quagmires. Yep, because triplets run in the quagmire's family, don't they? I think so. I'm not that prepared, I'm sorry. I'm going to be banned from podcast world. I already have a podcast, but I'm not going to tell you it. Because I don't like it. Okay, moving on. The triptych from TNA. How pointless was that? I suppose it did have something to do with the story, loosely. But not that much. It wasn't worth fighting for 8 clues to do it. I didn't get all the 8 clues. I kind of came in late. Well, no, I got the first 8 clues, and then I got the last 12 clues, and then I kind of did whatever clues I felt like in between them. So, you know. But how pointless was it? It was just a waste of time. TNN basically wasn't that useful, apart from the first clue. Because the cover wasn't really that useful. I mean, it's exciting to know the cover and all, but really, wasn't that useful. Only the page that we got told us that Mrs. Bass and Mr. Amore and Principal Nero, Vice Principal Nero, oh yeah, forgot, we're going to be back in it, which was pretty useful. What else is there to talk about? I can't go yet, I know. It's only in 10 minutes, Jesus. Hang on a sec. Okay, I'm looking at the Gloom Looms board right now, and I'm reading a theory by Rock Sonner, the first ever person mentioned on 667 Dark Avenue podcast. Congratulations, Rock Sonner. This is speculating on the cocktail party that never happened that Esme was planning. Okay, I'll read out the post. It's interesting to speculate on the villain's plans for the cocktail party that never happened. Esme said there would be special hors d'oeuvres, air quotes, TPP, page 87, and that the guests would not be able to see the surprises they had in store for them. I think that the special hors d'oeuvres were going to be made from medusoid mycelium mushrooms. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I probably made a mistake. The guests would not be able to see the tiny spores. Another clue to that Colette's chemist disguise had a surgical mask, which would be useful in preparing the mushrooms. On page 326, Hugo asked if the hors d'oeuvre plan was still in operation. What do others think? Can we reconstruct anything else about Olaf and Esme's original plan? Okay. I'm not going to read out the whole thread, but it basically goes on to say about more plans, like hanging from the ceiling, slip covers under couches, blah, 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 blah. I think that's interesting because I never really thought about it. I don't think about things a lot. I'm probably the worst person in the world to be doing this podcast because I never figure out clues. But whatever. I think it's interesting because really I haven't seen it thought about before, and I think it is important to the story and maybe important to book 13 because hang on a second. Okay, I can't remember. I'm so bad. I can't remember if Olaf has medusoid mycelium or whatever. Yeah, I'm so stupid. Believe it or not, I've only read each of the books once, except TPP and TOR and TWW and DEE. I've read them like 3 times. But yeah, I'm really bad at remembering things, so don't expect me to. I'm so crap. Okay, moving on from theories and whatnot. I'd like you to all send in your theories to me. You can private message me on Pro Board on 667. My screen name is Large Man Female. LARGEMANFEORMALE. You can private message me, whatever. Or you can email me at spyfoxforever@yahoo.co.uk. And I'd like to mention one of my inspirations to come up with this whole podcast thing. Hang on. Okay, my inspirations to do this have mainly been MuggleNet and The Leaky Cauldron. And many others that have nothing to do with anything. But I think that they have inspired me to do this. And I have done such a crappy job on the first show and no one is going to listen. But hopefully I'll get more things and I'll get more people to participate in the show and email me or whatever. Enjoy listening to this crappy short show. For it will be your last that you will listen to, okay? I think I'm gonna go. I am gonna go. Good night.
Thank you.